The court heard that the local authority had received complaints from the public in 2016 about the erection of a two-storey cladded building near Lepp. Solicitor for Cork County Council Patricia Murphy said proceedings to a prosecution in the case was with great reluctance, having explored every avenue open to them with the defendant. She said to their credit, the nuns had removed the chapel-type building, the meeting room and three pods from the site. An illegal entrance has also been closed off. However, four pods remain on site, in addition to unauthorised signage and a storage container. Reverend Mother Irene declined to have legal representation in court. Sister Anne Marie acted as a first-hand witness of the alleged breach of planning laws and said under sections of the Planning and Development Regulations 2001, the land was classified as an exempt development. This was disputed by the local authority. She said Reverend Mother Irene purchased several little sheds as temporary accommodation and acknowledged that she had a green modular building constructed on the land, but said it was removed prior to previous court proceedings last May. She's also apologised to locals for having it built. The court heard the nuns have an offer of accommodation in Youghal and hope to be able to move in by Christmas. Judge McNulty said there was no suggestion that the local authority had acted anyway improperly in the case. He convicted Reverend Mother Irene, deferring sentencing until April 28th next to give the nuns the possibility of sorting their new accommodation. Trish Laverty, Red FM News.